The mobile homes, like the Winnebagos and that executive, yeah. And all.
I guess those riders invite you too.
Yes, they cost as much as you would pay for a house.
What about a small truck that you just might have?
A camper.
One you didn't have for camping that just used?
Well, you know, a lot of people in Knoxville have trucks. And they have what they call the truck bed. They just back the truck up on it, fasten it on, and going back. And this is what they call a camper, and put it on the truck bed.
That's what surprised on a, what they call it, is that on a pickup truck?
Mm-hmm. Well, a regular pickup truck.
And let's see, what about a truck that you use to deliver things in that have, you know, not an open bed, but a closed in bed that was used for delivering? Maybe cakes or flowers, you
see? They come in more or less, come in vans. Everything is in vans here in this day and age. It didn't used to always be that way, but it's in vans. They come in vans now.
What about the public transportation, if you want?
The KTL?
You'd catch
it
what to go downtown?
KTL, well, generally if I'm going to say I have to ride the bus today, or I'm going to catch the bus. But the name for it is the KTL, and it runs every 30 minutes if you're lucky. Yes.
I catch one in from school. That's pretty regular, right towards school.
Oh, UT.
You ride them for a quarter, so you can't.
Yeah, well, I have to pay 40 cents, but I don't mind because I live between Park City and Burlington, and when I put 40 cents in, I pretty good ways all the way across town. And that's one thing about our buses, they do go complete from one end of town to the other.
Well, you're in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the car, inside of a car where you'd have the various instruments like the speedometer and all like that. Mm-hmm. What do you call that? It's up there up on
the panel board.
And what about the little compartment that you might keep something in? Keep and things?
Well, that's what we call the compartment. Open the compartment there and get out my tapes or whatever.
And the part in the back where you put your luggage, you call that the
trunk.
What about the thing that you mash to get it to go?
The gas pedal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the starter. The dashboard. I guess that's just about all I know of it.
Dashboard and panel board the same?
Yeah, well, sometimes I would call it, if I say the dashboard or look on the panel up there and tell me what, you know, whatever it is, it would be the same. If it was said to me, I would take it to mean the same thing.
What about the thing you would shift?
The gears?
If it's down, you make any distinction if it's down in the floor or on the column?
Well, when one is in the floor, that's what you would call a four speed, one that had getting more speed than the one that would, because automatic, generally have it on the steering wheel where you just put it in drive and go ahead on. But all the new cars just about have it in the floor now.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you can automatic.
Uh-huh.
What, we're talking about the cars and stuff, the things that I guess some shopping centers, they put these little humps there, kind of,
just what you said, the little humps in the road, but that's not the name for them. They call them some kind of strips, but I don't remember.
You ever heard them called speed breakers? Or
yeah,
like
speed breakers. Now, let me see, where was I going? To Pontiac, Michigan, and we ran into speed breakers before we got off the highway. When you get ready to come off, you go with speed breakers.
That could really do your car some damage.
No, well, they're not like they are when they're... No, they're not like...